This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Sensex, the benchmark index on the Bombay Stock Exchange, had quite a day today, up more than 5% before a late-day fade as the results of that country's elections rolled in. Narendra Modi will be India's next prime minister in what can safely be called a sea change over there. Sutrajit KK is the editor of Quartz India. We got him on the line from New Delhi. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Modi focused, as do many winning candidates in a slowing economy, on reviving that economy. How exactly is he going to do that?
So you're absolutely right in that that was indeed his campaign plank. The broad expectation from him stems not so much from what he has spelled out as much as from his record in the state of Gujarat, where he has been chief minister, which would be the equivalent of a governor in the U.S. Mm-hmm. for the past, close to 13 years now. And I mean, it has always done better historically compared with many other states. But Modi has undeniably done a lot of good developmental work in Gujarat.
Well, what has he done in Gujarat? I mean, how has he changed that place?
So fundamentally, he has provided better governance than investors and business people get to experience in most other states. There is excellent infrastructure in terms of roads, power, water, and all of that. There is no history of labor strife. It has been a prosperous state, but he has managed to work quite hard to attract a lot of foreign investment into the state.
This is a guy who grew up selling tea in railway stations. Fair to call him pro-business?
That's absolutely right. In that sense, it's an inspirational human story. But more than that, Modi politically comes from a right-wing party, but its underlying organization used to profess a very different kind of economics early on, which focused on self-reliance and boycotting American products, etc., etc. Mm. But Modi has completely changed that economic philosophy, and he has completely modeled himself after Reagan or a Thatcher.
Wow.
And that's very reassuring to businessmen.
What about the Indian population, though? It's trending younger now. It's more urban than it used to be. It's got globalization to deal with. How are they going to react in the next 5 years of their lives under Prime Minister Modi?
I think the changing demographics of India is precisely what has delivered a thumping victory to Modi today. The pitch of the incumbent Congress party, which had ruled for the last 10 years, has always been that we are a party for the poor. We are doling out, and you need us to survive. And Modi's pitch has always been that, okay, we need to get rid of this kind of welfareism. Growth will pick people up from poverty, and what we need to ensure is, an opportunity for everybody to progress, etc. So, younger people got more and more impatient with the Congress party's attitude.
Here comes the bureaucratic question, right? I mean, India is enormous. It's got a large bureaucracy. It does not do things quickly. How successful do you think he's going to be able to be?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. In Gujarat, what has happened is he has been able to make the bureaucracy work. How he does it, I don't know. I mean, he's a workaholic. He picks people. He does various different things. But the advantage here is that Modi now has absolute control of the government and a big majority in parliament. The decisive mandate the people has given him gives him so much political stature that people expect that he'll be able to push through things and, get the bureaucracy to deliver what he needs to be done.
Sutrajit KK, he is the editor of Quartz India. We got him in New Delhi today. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.